Message number 1298. Protect my word. Speak of my word. Sunday, December 28, 2014 at 18:30. My dearly beloved daughter, the greatest pain of the tribulation is that which exists within the laws of your nations that oppose the laws of God in every way, both visible and invisible. For every law of God broken by those who run your nations is now replaced by a silent killer of the soul. Every wrongdoing will be presented as being a good thing. The more wicked the act, the greater will it be applauded. No room will be given to those who proclaim the truth, the true word of God, to speak. Their voices will be ignored for the most part. But when they are heard, they will be denounced as being wicked. The time has truly arrived for the truth to be turned inside out and presented as being a lie. The word will now be deemed by the majority to be a work of fiction, a lie. God's laws, however, are difficult to ignore, and so it will be that when those who run your nations, when asked to answer for their wicked actions, will declare that the word of God is flawed and outdated. The cunning of the devil has meant that to ensure his wickedness is accepted, every moral act and deed will be declared to be inhumane and against civil liberty. But for those who are blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, they will still be able to differentiate between right and wrong. Never before since the days of Noah has the world been covered with such deceit. Never before has man sinned like he does now. And just like in the days of Noah, man's self-obsession has reached such limits that he believes that he has the power over his own destiny. Such is the extent of his narcissism. Sin today is embraced with relish and promoted as being a civil right, and therefore you are expected to respect it. If you do not show respect towards sinful acts, then you could find that you will be guilty of a crime. Your crime will be that you uphold the word of God, and for that you will be made to suffer. How easily man is fooled by the global plan to banish any form of guilt for sinful acts which are being written into the laws of your nations. All of these things have been foretold, and very soon not one wrongful act, including murder, euthanasia and abortion, will be deemed to be wrong. A time will come when genocide on a grand scale will follow the introduction of such laws, which will be designed to make legal the lawful killing of those who suffer disabilities and other physical conditions. Evil laws enshrined in your nations will lead to greater laws which will take all power away from you. You have given authority to those who deny me, who despise the laws of God, and because of this they will introduce more wicked acts which will cause unimaginable suffering. What may appear to be laws of the land that promote civil and human rights will lead to a form of dictatorship which will make it an offense to be a Christian. Protect my word. Speak of my word. Do not fall into the trap of embracing any global civil rights campaign which is designed to convert the world into a new one world religion. To my sacred servants, I call on you to proclaim the word of God and to deny the wicked acts which have gripped almost every nation that deny the word of God. It is very easy to call for the spread of human rights, but it takes a brave servant of mine to stand up and declare the acts, which are abhorrent to God, to be against me. Because to do that would draw huge criticism, make you unpopular. Remember what I said: the man who truly serves me honestly will never be afraid to speak the truth, and he will never seek to be popular. His only goal will be to save souls. Your Jesus.